We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to the official Wildcat Podcast, presented by Briggs Auto Group and Kansas Land Tire. Now, with almost 50 combined years on the K-State Sports Network, here are your hosts, Wyatt Thompson and Stan Weber.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Wildcat Weekly Podcast, presented by BriggsAuto.com and by Kansas Land Tire. We'll talk Kansas State basketball on the program today. We'll look back a little bit at the Wildcats game last time out at Baylor earlier in the week. They lost 85-66 to the number two team in the country, and K-State returns home on Saturday as they face the number one team in the country in the Kansas Jayhawks in another edition of the Dillon's Sunflower Showdown. Stan, when you're in the throes of an eight-game losing streak and you're 9-19, probably best to stay away from hitting number two and number one in the same week. But unfortunately for Kansas State, that's how it's played out.
Yeah, Wyatt, and I know you are looking up some stats about how unusual that is. Maybe you can lay that down and let people know how unusual it is playing number one and number two consecutively during a regular season.
Yeah, it is just the fifth time since 96-97, so basically in the history of Big 12 basketball. But it's only the third time, Stan, that's been done in regular season play. It's happened a couple of other times in the NCAA tournament. So it is a little bit of a rarity, that's for sure, no doubt.
Yeah, and K-State is not playing good basketball right now. And then you're going up against teams that are in a fast-paced race to the top. It's almost like you're in a NASCAR race and your car's not as fast as the leaders, and the leaders are coming by to pass you. And they about run you off the road because they are battling each other in what is a classic run to a Big 12 championship. How about the number one and number two teams in the country, both in the same conference, the only loss in conference play against each other? They know they can't mess up at all. They probably need to go undefeated the rest of the way in conference to win a conference championship. And so they have great focus, and K-State's just not able to stay up to that. And you're looking at a Baylor basketball team that was upset losing on Saturday. They come out, lose their number one spot in the country, drop only to number two. But you know they weren't happy with what happened, losing a home game against KU in a feature game considered by ESPN the best game of the year. And here Baylor loses at home. And I think they took it out on K-State a little bit, making 13 three-point shots. Everybody was focused and ready to go. And when Baylor was going to step it up and play at a high level, K-State wasn't going to be able to keep up. But K-State didn't do their part to make it a battle. And that's one thing right now that Bruce Weber's team is fighting, is something that has just been a constant throughout time with Bruce Weber, is that they play good defense. And right now, if you look over the last five games, K-State slipped a little bit on the defensive side, Wyatt. So that is concentration. I think the players right now are a little bit numb. I think they've forgotten the difference between winning and losing, and and what it feels like. And I know Bruce Weber's hoping that they feel the pains of losing and it changes some things, but I think the risk is they've just been through this stretch for so long, many weeks now, without a victory, that they just go and play and hope for the best, but don't buckle down and do as many little things on the defensive end. And this is the first time we've seen a little bit of leaking of oil on that end. 13 three-point makes by Baylor. Other teams shooting 50% or better against K-State. Three out of the last five games, they've had that happen to them. So home or away, K-State's defense has to make sure they dot every I and cross every T to have a chance, because this little stretch you talked about and how challenging it is and unusual it is to play the number two team and then the number one team back-to-back or same week, we're only halfway there. Still got the number one team left, and that's the Kansas Jayhawks, who, by the way, were the winner of the Baylor-Kansas game. So you're actually going against a better team than you just faced in the Baylor Bears.
Yeah, it's interesting you say it that way, because I think really when you get right down to it, excuse me, these are two really standout teams. They're probably both going to be number one seeds in the NCAA tournament. But most people look at the two right now and say the real difference between Baylor and Kansas is Udoka Azubuike. And you look at his numbers in that game the other day in Waco and what he's done in the last several weeks. It's just been extraordinary. He's shooting 74% from the field in Big 12 play. I get it that most of them are dunks, but he is just a difference-making kind of guy, no doubt.
Yeah, but it's one thing to say that a guy just dunks the basketball, Wyatt, but that is just too short-sighted in the fact that that means, does he just take one attempt a game and he dunks it and okay, good. No, he's getting his shot attempts. It's a legitimate number of shots. He just doesn't happen to miss. And one of the things about his dunk ability and is his range to go catch the ball has increased tremendously. You see how much better shape he's in this year, Wyatt, lighter weight, jumping higher. But when KU lobs him the basketball, it doesn't have to be the most on-target pass. I mean, he makes it look like it's on target, because not only does he have long arms that you'd expect from a big guy almost 7 feet tall, right now his coordination level, his jumping, his quickness to go side to side, he is able to go get balls and make it look like the pass was intended to go there and then slam it home. And then his offensive rebounds, you've got to give him credit for that as well. It's not just, they lob it to him or he's wide open for a dunk. A lot of his scores recently have been off missed shots by the Jayhawks. He has been the quickest to the ball. And, you know, one of the things we talk about with, Hakadoke, are they going to foul him? He shoots less than 50%, more like of a 45% free throw shooter, actually improving, but, not good. Why don't you just foul him? Well, if you go watch the tape, Wyatt, a lot of times the players aren't in a position to foul. In other words, the battle's going on. They're getting in rebound position. They're looking up, trying to see where the ball's going. Here comes the rebound. And Doak is quick to the ball and back quick off his feet to score, dunk before you can even turn and hack him on the wrist. That's pretty amazing. And that's the thing that's been surprising to me is I thought teams would be fouling him a little bit more down low if they had some fouls to give and make him shoot free throws. But I've noticed that it's not a choice the coaches made. It's just the players are, one second he's on your back, you're battling each other. The next second he's back up at the rim dunking, and you go, how did that happen? I mean, I was trying to get the rebound, and he's already scored. So very impressive. He's upped his game, Wyatt. He has really put a statement together to say, why isn't he considered the Big 12 Player of the Year? And there's a heck of a race, and part of that race is at the other end of his own lineup, down at the point guard, Devon Dotson. A lot of people think he might be the Big 12 Player of the Year. So you got two guys, the big guy, the point guard, who are upping their game, playing at the highest level, playing with purpose, knowing there's no room for error. I think that's good for good teams, Wyatt. They're not just playing to win. They know they have to win or Baylor's going to pass them up. And Kansas has really kicked it into gear and played a high level of basketball. And we must mention, they are a lockdown defensive team this year. They are like Texas Tech and K-State were last year, locked down on defense. You add that to their offensive capabilities, and that's why you're seeing them ranked number one in the country.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's really well said. And I think you also have to have other guys step up, whether it's on the defensive side or the offensive side or maybe in combination. And two guys that have played really well for Kansas since we saw them the last time out. And I think the one kid probably started with the K-State game was Christian Brown, the kid from Burlington. Played at Blue Valley Northwest High School. He he's just been super for them. And then the Iowa grad transfer, Isaiah Moss, has just – those two guys have helped take Kansas to a little bit different level here in the last month and a half, 2 months.
No doubt about it, Wyatt, because they were a good defensive team. They had the stars that we talked about, and you can't forget about Marcus Garrett. We talked about lockdown defense. You'd probably have to mention him right away as the lockdown guy, kind of their Barry Brown.
Yeah.
If you think about K-State last year. So those things were in place, and KU was a very good basketball team, only having lost a couple times all year before they got into conference play. Then they lost to Baylor at home. That was a shock, a surprise for everybody to see Baylor control the game like that. So Kansas has three losses on the year. They're sitting there playing good basketball, but they do have one concern. They're not a very strong three-point shooting team. There are games where they can not make three-pointers. It's not a key part of where they go. Dotson's trying to drive the ball. Azubuike is dunking the ball, scoring down low. We've spoken about that. Marcus Garrett doesn't force his shots. The Kansas team need a little spark from the outside. They needed someone to score the ball a little bit more. They did everything else A+. But that's what the adjustment has been made. And, boy, Bill Self either made the right calls, coached the guys up, or got great fortune. I don't know which it is. I think it's a bit of all. But when Christian Brown started playing basically against K-State, here's a kid who even today has started only five times all year, averaged only 18 minutes, but that isn't really a good number, that 18 minutes, because he didn't play at all early in the year. He was a bit player, and now he's come out, Wyatt, and he's a gutsy kid, knows how to move the basketball side to side, and is a real threat to not only drive and pass and get the ball to Azubuike, he is able to hit some three-point shots. And then Isaiah Moss, that's really his specialty, is to shoot the three ball. But they said, you know what? He doesn't play quite good enough defense. I don't know if we can throw him out there. Well, Bill Self, after losing to Baylor, said, let's give it a shot. Let's see if he can pick his game up on the defensive side. And he has. So Isaiah Moss is out there hitting 38% of his three-point shots, shooting the ball well for the team. And those two guys have made it a completely different team. From a very good team, top 10, maybe top 5, to actually the number one team in the country. Those two add-ons at mid-year have been fabulous for the Jayhawks.
We're getting you set for another edition of the Dillon Sunflower Showdown. It is Saturday at Bramlage Coliseum here in the Little Apple. We'll have coverage on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College starting at 11:30 with the pregame show. We do remind you the Wildcat Podcast Weekly is presented by BriggsAuto.com, where they never match prices, they always beat them. BriggsAuto.com, longtime partner of K-State Athletics. From the freeway to the field and everywhere in between, Wildcat fans trust the friendly folks at Kansas Land Tire and Service for all their tire and auto service needs. Visit thetirestore.com for the Kansas Land Tire near you. All right, K-State may play this game. We're not totally sure yet, but they may play a third straight game without Montavious Murphy. And Stan, when you're playing Kansas, everything like that is critical. That would be a big blow. Not sure he'll be able to go. We hope he can, but maybe not, too. And that's a tough break for K-State.
Yeah, you keep your fingers crossed that it will be able to bounce back. But time is running out. It's unfortunate it's the second time he's had to deal with that knee injury, that same knee, and it's been a struggle. But when he has been available, Wyatt, I really like how he's played, how he's developed, and then his body type. He's a freshman who needs to grow and become stronger, but he has a body type already that can match up with some of the big, strong guys that are veteran players and start down low in Big 12 conference games. And here you come in with the Jayhawks with guys like that. David McCormick will be in there with Doak, shoving around, playing physically, and it would be great to have a Montavious Murphy available to do that. But K-State hasn't had him for a couple of games, and it's a real question mark if he's going to be available. He had a good freshman year if he doesn't play again, Wyatt, but I'd love to see him get a chance to finish this off and help K-State get back on the winning trail.
All right, let's talk about the rest of the Wildcats here. It'll be interesting to see what Bruce Weber decides in terms of that starting lineup and how he wants to go. I think back to the ball game when K-State played in Lawrence, it was probably David Sloan. You could arguably say it was his best game as a Wildcat. If you remember, he had 17 points in that game. We'll see.
He has the ability to drive, Wyatt, and play a little one-on-one basketball. He also does a nice job, I think, of finishing at the rim because it's never one-on-one at this level, especially in a Big 12 conference in a year of defensive basketball. When you drive, there's going to be help, and you've got to have a capability of slithering through and being able to finish at the basket. And David Sloan's the best of the Wildcats of doing that, of getting a shot off and getting a real chance to get it softly off the backboard. No matter where he's at, he can get pushed out, you know, almost 4 feet away from the basket, almost out of the lane line, and still do it. And KU makes it so hard to run offense that that becomes a factor. So we saw Cartier Jada do a good job of driving and finishing against Baylor, including just a normal offensive set that ended with a two-handed slam right down the middle of the lane. That's pretty amazing. And Jada shot at a high percentage. Those two guards, they may not start together, Wyatt, but there are going to be times that they're out there on the floor and they're going to have to keep from turning over the ball against KU, which is hard. But they're probably going to have to do a little bit of one-on-one moves because the Jayhawks just don't allow you to run your offense perfectly. And there are times that when the shot clock's running down, someone's got to go make a play. And those two guys are the most likely to be able to do it. When you think about capability of possibly getting to the rim, possibly getting a shot off, they're the two guys. Now, Azubuike is a shot blocker, you know, 74 block shots this year. So it's not going to be like other teams. They are a little more traditional with the big guy waiting for you. But still, for K-State to win, they're going to have to be magical. Some guys are going to have to make some plays, and maybe you're going to have to make a floater over the help defense and have it go in and do some things like David Sloan did. He had a really nice game against Kansas. You can't predict it's going to happen again, but he does have the capabilities to make some plays. And KU's going to force guys like David Sloan and Jada to make baskets going toward the rim, guarded tightly, and then with a help defense coming over to block the shot. But you're going to win the game. You have to make some of those shots.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Really a tough challenge for the Wildcats as they play host to the nation's number one ranked team, the Kansas Jayhawks, right on their tail. Number two, Baylor. Baylor on the road this week. They play at TCU. That ball game is at 1 o'clock. So the schedule for the Big 12 this Saturday, Texas at Texas Tech at 11 a.m., KU and K-State at 12:30 with our network coverage beginning at 11:30, Baylor at TCU at 1, a couple of 3 o'clock games with Iowa State at Oklahoma State, Oklahoma at West Virginia. After Saturday, we will be down, hard to believe, but yes, the final week of the regular season. Again, hope you can join us on Saturday starting at 11:30 a.m. with the pregame show coverage of the Dillon Sunflower Showdown, Kansas State hosting Kansas. That's going to be our Wildcat podcast for this week, presented by BriggsAuto.com and by Kansas Land Tire. For Stan Weber, I'm Wyatt Thompson. Thanks so much for listening, and go Cats.
This has been the official Wildcat podcast, presented by Briggs Auto Group and Kansas Land Tire. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation.